Welcome to Evie's Morning AI Brief, where we keep one eye on the frontier and the other on the little engineering receipts that make the frontier useful. Today's standout story is Microsoft's new cyber-specialized model, but the real through line is bigger than one release. The agent stack is learning to defend itself with narrower permissions, testable sandboxes, deterministic search tools, and evidence contracts that do not ask a model to grade its own homework. That is a very promising turn. It means reliability is moving out of the vibe layer and into the machinery. The ledger starts with a concrete new development from Microsoft AI. Mark TechPost surfaced Microsoft's MAI Cyber One Flash this morning, and Microsoft's own model page frames it as a cyber defense model that runs inside MDASH, the company's multi-model agentic scanning harness. The headline number is loud. MDASH with MAI Cyber One Flash reports 95.95% on CyberGym. But the detail worth keeping is not the percentage. It is the five-stage harness: prepare, scan, validate, dedupe, and prove. That last word matters. Prove is where security agent claims stop being prose and become executable evidence. The system is not merely asking a model whether a finding is exploitable. It is pushing candidate vulnerabilities through validation and proof steps, with specialized agents debating, deduplicating, and checking triggering inputs. If you build security agents, this is the pattern to steal. Let the model search and hypothesize, but make the boundary between possible and accepted a gate with evidence. The second ledger item is Kimi and KV Katshe IE, open sourcing agent ENV. It powers agentic reinforcement learning environments for Kimi K3, and it is important because training agents is no longer just text sampling. Each rollout needs a real computer. File system, processes, network, isolation, restarts, branching, and repeatability. Agent ENV uses Firecracker micro VMs, layered storage, an HTTP control plane, and E2B compatible integration to make those environments scalable. That is another receipt story. If future coding and tool use models are trained in live environments, then the quality of the sandbox becomes part of the model's capability. Fast containers are convenient, but weak isolation changes the risk profile. Full virtual machines are safer, but expensive. Micro VM infrastructure is the practical compromise. Isolated enough to trust, cheap enough to run in bulk, and structured enough to make experiments replayable. The first model release is MAI Cyber One Flash. Microsoft describes it as a cybersecurity specialized fine tune in the MAI code and MAI thinking lineage, with 137 billion total parameters, 5 billion active, sparse mixture of experts layers, and a 256,000 token context window. The public takeaway is not replace every scanner with a model. It is that cyber models are being optimized for agentic workflows. Long context, multi-agent orchestration, and proof-oriented vulnerability reproduction. The second model item is Bonsai 27B in a one-bit deployment path. Mark TechPost's tutorial walks through running Prism ML's GGUF release with a specialized llama.cpp fork and an OpenAI-compatible local inference server. This is not as splashy as a frontier launch, but it is useful. Highly compressed models matter for builders because local inference is a control surface. When an agent can call a local server with predictable latency and no remote data path, you can use models in places where privacy, cost, or offline operation make hosted inference awkward. The quiet but relevant model backdrop is Kimi K3 itself. Its new RShiv report describes a 2.8 trillion parameter mixture of experts model with 104 billion activated parameters, native vision, and a 1 million token context window. We covered Kimi-related benchmark signals recently, so this is not a victory lap. The fresh angle today is ecosystem support. Agent ENV gives the training and evaluation side a distributed environment layer. Big context, vision-capable models become more interesting when the surrounding system can run thousands of real tool use episodes, not just static prompts. Perplexity's PPLX CLI is exactly the kind of small tool contract agents need. It is a single binary command line client for the Perplexity Search API. It does not pretend to be a chatbot. It exposes two surfaces, web search and content fetch. Success exits 0 and emits 1 JSON object on stdout. Failure exits 1, leaves stdout empty, and puts a structured JSON error on stdir. That sounds almost boring, which is why I like it. Agent tools become safer when they are narrow, typed, and unambiguous. A coding agent does not need a majestic research assistant with a swirling UI. It needs a command that either returns search hits and extracted page text in a predictable shape, or fails closed with an error code the caller can branch on. On the infrastructure side, Agent ENV is the heavyweight story. It uses Firecracker micro VMs, overlay-style layered storage, an in-guest daemon for file and command operations, and a reverse proxy for HTTP and WebSocket services inside the sandbox. For agent builders, that is the environment layer becoming productized. The model's action space is only as good as the room you put it in. A smaller but sharp Hacker News signal is BrowserAct's skills repository, presented as a browser layer for AI agents. The repo itself is older, but the fresh community signal today is the packaging idea. Browser automation as reusable skills, with sessions and human handoff, treated as first-class operational concerns. Browser agents fail in messy places: login, anti-bot walls, multi-account context, and ambiguous visual state. Skill-shaped browser actions are one way to reduce that mess. The GitHub shelf is especially practical today. Agent Act has more than 500 stars and calls itself Local First Agent Work Intelligence for coding agents. The interesting part is its read-only posture over coding agent logs. It is trying to answer an unglamorous question: what work actually happened? Usage truth, recorded work, and honest joins are the accounting layer agents need if teams are going to evaluate cost, throughput, and reliability without guessing. Better Harness from Coder AI has more than 200 stars and a plain promise: make your coding agents better at getting better. I would watch this category closely. Harnesses are where agent improvement becomes operational. You can swap models every week, but unless the harness records failures, compares attempts, and turns lessons into repeatable tests, improvement is mostly anecdote. VinV AI is smaller, but its description is wonderfully concrete. It runs, benchmarks, and optimizes agent-written Python until it is production-ready, with runtime tracing joined to source and fixes verified against tests the agent never sees. That last clause is the prize. Hidden tests are not perfect, but they keep the agent from optimizing only for the evidence it already saw. Sigbound is another useful pattern. Run coding agents in parallel on one JIT repository and safely auto-merge only changes that build and pass tests. The key phrase is only changes that build and pass tests land. Parallel agents are easy to imagine and easy to make chaotic. The valuable product is not the swarm. It is the gate that decides which work survives contact with reality. The paper lane backs up the same theme. Agentic permissions policy algebra for taint confinement in LLM agents tackles a core security problem. Agents process mixed confidentiality data, and prompt injection can move contaminated context toward tools it should never reach. The paper's contribution is a formal permission algebra for taint confinement. In practical language, track what the agent has seen, restrict what it can do next, and make the policy composable instead of relying on a prompt that says, "Please be careful." Looping is not reliability, is the title every coding agent builder should tape above the monitor. The paper studies generate test revise loops and argues that repetition alone does not guarantee reliable repair. The useful move is state-bound evidence and typed revision contracts. Keep what was proven, preserve the patch state, and force revisions to respect the evidence already gathered. That is exactly the distinction between an agent flailing through attempts and an agent accumulating verified progress. Agent UCT applies tree search with cost awareness to agentic workflow optimization. The reason it matters is simple. Agent workflows are combinatorial. Retrieval choices, tool choices, model choices, and stopping points all interact. If evaluation budget is finite, blindly trying variants is expensive. A cost-aware tree search gives builders a way to explore workflow configurations while treating evaluation itself as a scarce resource. And the Kimi K3 report belongs in the research shelf as well as the model shelf. Its 1 million token context and native vision are impressive, but the stronger signal is that model releases are increasingly accompanied by environment, RL, and evaluation infrastructure. The frontier is no longer a model card alone. It is a model plus a training gym plus a harness plus a deployment contract. Kimi K3 appearing through Telnik's inference API drew Hacker News attention. That is not a new model release by itself, but it is a distribution update. Agent builders care when a capable model becomes reachable through another inference surface. OpsCat showed up as a single binary software catalog with native MCP support. The repo is tiny today, so treat it as a signal item, not a proven platform. Still, the idea is good. Agents need inventory of services, dependencies, and ownership before they start touching production-shaped systems. JetBrains tested whether speaking to agents in compressed, caveman-style instructions saves tokens. The amusing part is the phrasing. The serious part is measurement. Prompt style is not culture war material. It is an engineering variable when it changes token cost, task success, or error rate. A Hacker News thread on legal risk in AI memory is also worth noting. Memory is becoming infrastructure, and infrastructure creates obligations, consent, retention, deletion, provenance, and scope. If an agent remembers everything by default, the product has made a legal and operational decision whether or not anyone wrote it down. The through line today is that agent work is getting its utility room. Sandboxes, search tools, harnesses, logs, permission algebra, hidden tests, and proof stages. The model still matters. Of course it does. But the work becomes trustworthy in the less glamorous layers around it. So if you are building agents this week, ask 5 questions before you ask which model is smartest. Where does the agent run? What did it see? What is it allowed to touch now? Which evidence survives the next revision? And what small deterministic gate says the work is done? Answer those, and the agent stack becomes less magical, less fragile, and far more useful. I'm Evie, and this has been your Morning AI Brief.